This episode of the Student Housing Insight Podcast is sponsored by Carter Young Incorporated. It's just a fact, unfortunately, there will always be a certain percentage of students who will graduate or leave your community owing money. Be it from damages or unpaid rent, management teams will spend a good amount of time tracking these former residents and their guarantors down to collect this bad debt. And that's another mistake. Your team needs to be focused on serving their current residents, not the ones that have left them. Let the team at Carter Young take over those accounts. They have serviced the student housing industry for over two decades now. They understand the dynamics of parental guarantors and the life cycle of debts owed by college students, and have developed a platform that will get you results in collecting on those bad debt accounts. What do I like best about Carter Young? They work with your on-site team to train them on how to make sure you have as few bad debt accounts as possible. Check them out at carter-young.com. Again, that's carter-young.com. Welcome to the Student Housing Insight Podcast, where we are bringing you in touch with the people who bring student housing to life. Your host, Wesley Dees, and I'm here with my co-host, Greta Dare.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Lovely. How are you?
Doing great. So, Greta, we've got an interesting podcast today. Something I actually recorded about before Christmas. It goes back to what you and I kind of started this whole Student Housing Insight podcast with, which was,
our second
episode, which was research.
Yay.
Yeah, for anybody that wants to go back and take a listen to that podcast, in case you didn't.
Anybody has a full hour to spare in their lives.
It's a great hour, though. I mean, it's really about where all of these student housing deals start or stop, and that has to do with the research. And, you know, when you and I go to a market to do a research for a client, it's, there's a lot of granular stuff that really goes back into probably, maybe a little less about the data and kind of more so about, I don't want to say the feeling, but the information that doesn't come over in the data. But before, we typically take off to go to put our feet in the ground somewhere to ask those kind of questions, there's a lot of great data that we're able to get beforehand. And one of those companies that have been able to provide that has been Axiometrics, which has been great in the student housing sector.
Very true.
There's really only a couple other true competitors that I think that are out there, but it's great seeing their data points and their reports, especially for student housing, because they understand it. They really kind of, I don't think they got started in student housing, but got started with it very soon. And so they understand that, the university data needs that a developer is going to need to have. So, it's a great service just to make sure that you've kind of, it keeps you from spending a lot of time on the ground that you otherwise wouldn't.
Yeah.
But Taylor Gunn is their director of student housing, and she handles that product, and met her this past year at one of the conferences and was just really just impressed with kind of how intimately she knew some of these markets and some of the questions that people had about specific markets, and thought, she'd be a great podcast guest. So right back before Christmas, we were able to record an episode. Had a couple of technical difficulties, so we had to, you'll actually notice the second half of it, not even really the second half, it's probably like the last 25% of it is, it was actually recorded later, and the audio sounds just a little bit different, but.
Another 11 minutes and 32 seconds, there's a call waiting signal.
Yes, it was done over the phone, and I wasn't able to turn off my notifications. So. So you've listened to it. I mean, what were your takeaways?
I did. And a couple of them. One was, honestly, she's incredibly eloquent, and that just, it makes listening to her really, really enjoyable, kind of first off. And that seems silly maybe to some, but I think that just listening to somebody who speaks incredibly well is, it's nice. Speaking of eloquence, it's nice. Speaking of philosophy, Greta. But no, other than that, there's really a point where she starts to talk about, you know, the university data and the university research that they're able to provide with clients or, you know, upon request. And that part really kind of perked my ears because I think that there's some people that may not be aware of some of the information that they have to offer. And or if they are, they're not aware of some of the information that she provides further on. So I think that there's definitely some really great and relevant information to all of us in this industry. And, you know, what's great about this podcast, it's the shortest one you've ever recorded, which was so exciting. So it's definitely a quick, simple listen, but a great listen and definitely has some great information in it.
Well, great. We'll go ahead and push play. I don't really think there's going to be any kind of wrap-up takeaways, so we'll probably just end it after the interview. But before we leave, we'll talk about that after we play this recording. So let me go ahead and hit play. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Wes.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time out to come on the show. And one of the first podcasts that I did this summer was titled Marketing is Research, and had Greta Dare, who's one of our co-hosts, on for that show. And we talked about how much research really needs to go into the marketing that you ultimately do for the property. And even down to how you design the building and the amenities that you offer and all those kind of things. And both her and I are big fans of doing a lot of due diligence. And we said then, you know, we really need to find somebody from Axio or one of the other groups that can come in and talk to us a little bit about what they do, because we see so many developers and owners that are acquiring from value add or for value add purposes, and they're not putting the time and the little bit of extra money that really needs to go into research to make sure that they're getting into a project that makes sense. So I appreciate you coming on. I know you've got a lot of good stuff to cover, but really quick, and just for our audience members who don't know about Axio Metrics, which is a real page company now, tell everybody about what Axio does and who you guys are.
So Axiometrics, we're primarily a data and analytics provider for apartments and student housing properties. So we provide data analytics and market research for, you know, student housing and conventional owner, operators, investors, developers all across the nation. We're tracking properties all across the U.S. We're also collecting floor plan level information. So we kind of go all the way down to the floor plan level, collecting monthly surveys. So we're getting all of that granular information so you can use it, assess a market, assess a specific asset, assess how kind of generally the nation is doing overall. There's tons of ways that it can be utilized, but primarily that's kind of our focus. And then obviously now that we're a part of RealPage, we have other offerings in terms of software and things like that can help with the other side of making sure that you're utilizing all the tools available to maximize your business and revenue and operational efficiencies.
Great, thanks. Yeah, I didn't ask this before, but as you were mentioning about, you know, some of the job reports and those type of things, and I got an email from you guys yesterday about you know, kind of where job reports are at in some of the markets and the trends that are going on. Do you guys report anything to DC or any of the, you know, any of the federal groups outside of the housing industry for things like that? Or are you just reporting to housing providers?
We report to a variety of different people interested in kind of monitoring what's going on in the housing markets. We have a wide range of of clients, not just specifically owners, operators of the buildings.
Gotcha. Well, you know, the platform that you guys have gotten, you know, I've used it in the past. It's, I've been really impressed with it. It's not always the, you know, go-to, but it does provide that, you know, kind of a little bit more than just a sniff test into a market. It gets some great information without having to put so many boots on the ground. And then that way, once you do get the boots on the ground, you're able to really spend the time on the, you know, on a set of questions that you've already asked yourself, you know, once looking at, you know, an Axio report for one of the, for a specific market. So tell me a little bit about, well, before we get too far, why don't you give a little bit of background on what you do at Axio and kind of how you've come up with into the student housing sector at Axio?
So I have been with Axio for 4.5 years. My focus now is I'm director of student housing. So I basically oversee all of the student housing analytics efforts. So anything to do with publications, analyzing trends, talking, presenting, speaking about what's going on in the market. I'm also involved in the actual product itself, so helping to maintain what we're showing on the product, all of the kind of monthly reporting, how to expand kind of what our clients want and need in order to kind of make the best decisions with the data that we have available, and kind of helping to implement that into the product is another kind of key component of what I do. I also write a lot of reports, blogs, things of that nature. And then also, you know, presentations at conferences and things like that is another kind of key component of what I do. So really, you know, analyzing, talking about what's going on in student housing and then help to make sure that, you know, what I know is going on in the market and what people are telling me in the industry and what our clients want is kind of being relayed back into what we're actually offering.
Gotcha. So let me get into a couple of specific questions. What are the, when looking at what Axiometrics, you know, what they track and analyze, what's different in the student markets versus the conventional multifamily?
So obviously we're focusing on kind of the key indicators and drivers of the student housing market. So we're looking at kind of fall leasing trends, rental trends, looking on a forward basis. So right now we're in the process of surveying for fall 2018. So we're always looking ahead and collecting ahead for our information, whereas our conventional product is more assessing kind of the current trends and collecting the current information. We're also looking at enrollment and enrollment growth from a demand perspective instead of job gain and job growth. We're tracking the rental rates by the bed, utility fees and caps, furnished beds, things all across the board that would relate to student housing and helping you kind of know generally what's going on in the student housing market, or kind of getting, you know, you mentioned that before, of just kind of getting a feel for a market before you're actually in a market. We kind of have, you know, the high level view that you can look at, but we also have floor plan level information that you can assess as well if you want to get a little bit more granular on kind of what you're assessing.
Yeah. So on specifically on the pre-leasing, that information, by the time it makes it into the, you know, into the platform, how old does that, can a user generally expect that information to be? Are you guys doing that on a monthly basis? Are you doing it quarterly? And how's that being? Give us kind of a time range. If I was to pull a report today, and it's December 16th, 15th, Star Wars came out today. I took my daughter to see it at 7 o'clock last night, so it was it was a lot of fun. But anyway, if I'm pulling a report today on the 15th of December, for, let's just say, a tier one market, you know, a Knoxville, Florida, Chapel Hill, what would I expect as far as how old some of that pre-leasing information is?
So we do monthly surveys, and then that information, so for November, that's what you would see on the reports today. So we publish our monthly information on the fifth business day of every month. So we spend the entire month surveying properties all across the U.S. So we're tracking over 1,700 purpose-built kind of stabilized assets all across the U.S. So we're surveying those every month, and then it will be live for you to view and our reporting and then kind of our platform overall on the fifth business day.
And are you guys tracking the renewal for pre-leasing, is renewals for pre-leasing as well, or is it just the total pre-lease occupancy?
We're collecting the total overall pre-lease percentage, and then we're collecting the whatever the current occupancy would be. Essentially, our rental rates and most of what we do is focusing on kind of that new lease component.
Gotcha.
So we're asking for new lease rates for fall of 2018 currently.
Gotcha. And I may have said renewal rates. I wasn't really speaking specifically to what kind of rates a renewing resident may be offered, but actually I meant like a retention rate as far as how much of the pre-leasing. Is there any of that that's being collected?
So not in our Axiometrics product, but in some of the RealPage products, that's something that's collected for the student offerings.
Oh, cool.
Or tracked for your assets in the student offerings.
Gotcha. Okay. With the university data, you mentioned enrollment trends earlier. What other type of university data, how many universities are you guys tracking? And what's the information that the customer would expect be available for universities?
So we are tracking university data for 300 universities currently, and 175 of those we actually forecast. So we do an internal forecast every year where we'll project various components and then kind of update our reports and publish that. But specifically, we collect, overall enrollment, number of full-time, part-time students, the number of freshmen, sophomore, junior, senior. We'll also collect tuition and fees, anything to do with on-campus housing. We collect kind of total occupancy and capacity. We do track kind of on-campus new deliveries through the pipeline stages as well, which is kind of a separate component of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also room and board costs, and then anything to do with kind of state demographics. So your state high school graduation rate, 18 to 24 year old population growth, median household income for that state where the university is located. And then we'll also have things like freshman retention rate, graduation rate, and things of that nature included as well.
Gotcha. Do you guys get any information on as far as the top majors, some of the bigger programs within a university?
No, that's not something that we're currently tracking. So we try to focus primarily on the components that we know are easily accessible, consistently reported for universities. We will collect things specifically requested by clients, and also go into more detail for certain types of studies. But what we've seen kind of going across 300 different universities and collecting this information is just there's many different data points that the universities will report on. So we want to make sure that we're providing at least a consistent base, and then eventually we'll add in the components where, we can actually collect it and that are also important. It's just, currently that's kind of what we've built as,
gotcha,
as a solid base, is building that kind of core.
And that leads to my next question. If there's a client that is looking at XYZ University and that's not one of the 300 that you guys are currently tracking, is that something that you guys can get set up fairly quickly and begin tracking?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of how we've expanded into the set of 300 universities. We've kind of taken the markets that our clients are interested in, that ask us to add, go in and try to collect as much information as we can, at least that's consistent with our methodology, and then we'll collect that and then report it in hopefully a timely manner, depending on what information is available.
Great. So in your tenure of overseeing the student housing product, I believe you said 4.5 years, what are some of the trends and anomalies that have surprised you?
So we kind of talked about this before. I do get asked this question relatively frequently, and it's always very difficult to answer because there is just a lot of data that I've assessed, a lot of different things that I've looked at, and the student housing industry just changes so quickly, and it's a great thing. They keep up with what students are wanting, what the market is signaling. They're always moving and changing and growing. But I think that's also kind of illustrated what's made the sector so great and how it's grown and matured so much just in the past couple of years. I mean, and just in terms of development pipeline, I've seen it expand to areas of the country where we literally didn't have any coverage at all because no purpose-built housing existed. So there's a visual that I like to create normally for like presentations that it's just a map of the US and there's a dot for every purpose-built property that we're tracking. And if you look kind of over time, and it's specifically in the past couple of years, you can see these dots fill into other areas where it was blank on the map in previous like development cycles. So just seeing overall the industry just grow so much and mature and kind of target a different type of university than your traditional, just like tier one public institution.
Gotcha. Anything else? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, construction delays. That's something, you know, we've heard, talked a lot about. We saw like small issues with it, you know, several years ago, but we're definitely seeing an improvement in terms of the number of properties that are being delayed. Obviously there's things that you can't control that will happen that will cause delays. So we're still seeing a few, but people are definitely adapting to the impact that construction delays can have on a market and students' perception of the market or new construction overall. And they're targeting earlier delivery dates instead of trying to deliver right when students are expected to move in. They're targeting months ahead or a month ahead so they can ensure delivery on time.
So, Taylor, in your background with in the history that you've got with the product, both under RealPage and before Axiometrics became part of RealPage, what kind of do you have any stories or about wins or saves that where the client either did or did not move forward with an acquisition or a development because of what Axiometrics was able to provide them information on and specific to student housing?
So, you know, I can't speak to specific examples and saying that, you know, Axio was the reason a deal did or did not happen. But as a third-party data provider, you know, our ultimate goal is to help those in the student housing industry make better decisions with, you know, a tool and data that can help kind of drive that. So ultimately, we don't necessarily want to say that we're causing something to happen. We just want to help everyone's business and ultimately the industry kind of help improve and get better over time utilizing the right tools as the industry kind of evolves.
Well, great. Hey, going into this spring semester, everybody is going to conferences and things like that, be it on the just about any industry. And of course, coming up in February, we've got Campus Connects that's being put on by the NAA. You're going to be there, right?
Yes. So I will actually be moderating a session during the conference. It will be focused on actually better decision making, utilizing data and kind of business analytics tools. So we have a really good group of panelists. So we'll kind of talk about their strategies and what types of data and tools they're utilizing to kind of help improve just, you know, standard business operations, investment practices, any type of strategic decision making. We'll go through kind of various touch points related to ultimately just utilizing data and tools to help improve your organization, which is, you know, ultimately what everyone kind of we would hope needs and kind of seeks for. So I think it'll be some really good content.
Well, and let me ask you this question. I didn't prep you for this, but NAA tends to bring more of the on-site crowd. I know that Axiometrics is something that you know, more of the regional level, and your developers and C-suite folks really rely on that tool, probably more so than on-site. But for on-site folks that are listening to this podcast and plan on attending NAA, do you think there's some things that they can get out of just the session as well as using Axiometrics for their market?
Yeah. The session will not just be focused on Axiometrics, nor will be focused on RealPage. It will be more focused on operational practices. So we have several different folks from different operation-focused management companies in the student housing industry. So they'll kind of speak to it from an operation perspective, but because ultimately data can be found not just for investment or development. It can be found in operation-related data, lease transactions and marketing spend and any type of maintenance request. You can find data in that type of information as well. So we'll pull in some of those pieces all throughout it to cater towards kind of all aspects of the industry.
Perfect. I'm excited about seeing that. And if I don't know if you've got booth information or anything yet, but I'm assuming that RealPage will be exhibiting at the exhibit hall. Any chance that will attendees be able to talk about Axiometrics to those representatives as well, or would they need to maybe schedule an appointment with you if they want to talk more about Axiometrics?
Yeah, either way, we don't have specific booth information, but just feel free to check either Axiometrics or RealPage social media platforms. We'll post it there once we get more detailed information. Otherwise, feel free to shoot me an email, taylor.gunn@realpage.com, and I can always connect with whoever to have kind of a separate discussion.
Great.
As well.
Great. Well, Taylor, I appreciate you coming on to the show. I know we've had some technical difficulties along the way, but I appreciate you, your patience through that process. Again, taylor.gunn@realpage.com. If anyone's got any follow-up questions, any other parting thoughts for our audience today?
No, I think that's it. I hope everyone has a happy new year. Wes, you as well. And thanks so much for having me on.
Great. I appreciate it. Thanks, Taylor. All right. Well, guys, there you have it. Again, Taylor Gunn with Axiometrics and RealPage. And again, as she mentioned, we've got the NAA conference coming up soon.
Yeah.
Would love to hear from you guys that are going to be attending that. You know, if you've got a company that's trying to get into the student housing industry or expand a base in the student housing industry, or you know, you may just be a site level employee or someone starting out in the industry and just want to spend a little bit of time, you know, kind of finding out where this career could end up taking you, or where this industry could end up taking your career, and want to spend a little time talking about that. Shoot me an email at wes@providentialstudenthousing.com. Again, wes@providentialstudenthousing.com. And we'll definitely slot some time for us to speak. So, Greta, any parting thoughts?
For everybody that's headed to that conference, have an amazing time. Hope everybody has some really successful connections.
Yeah, it's going back to, and just so everybody's aware, we will actually be producing an insight glimpse at some of the exhibitors that are going to be presenting. This is probably the best conference for exhibitors, or at least to meet exhibitors. Probably the best show floor that of all the conferences throughout the year. And yeah, this one's definitely more informational when it comes to, hey, what are the other, you know, what services are out there that are specific to student housing? And I would say it's great for that. And it's the other two big conferences, NMHC and Interface, which is coming up, and Interface is coming up in April. They're really centered a lot around the deals and those kind of things. There's good, don't get me wrong, there's good operation discussions that are happening, but it's a deal factory, especially
yeah.
Interface. And for on-site folks, that's probably not the best one to get to.
I'd even say with exhibitors in France Media will probably hate me for saying this, but most of the people that are going there are not going to want to talk to the exhibitors. They're there to get deals done, and their calendars are just...
NMHC and Interface?
Well, not so much NMHC, but with Interface, it's, you know, you've got a lot of C-suite and biz dev guys that are there, and they are going there to meet with investors and lenders and other potential partners and, you know, looking for, you know, acquisition opportunities and that kind of stuff. You know, the last thing that they want to be talking about is things that are not going to be helping them with that. I'm not saying it's, you know, you don't have a good opportunity to meet with people, but it's just not the focus, and you better have those. If you're an exhibitor and you're going to that one, you better have meetings laid out, and even have backups, because a lot of those property owners and stuff are going to cancel on you because something else came up that was more important. So make sure that if you're going to that and you're an exhibitor, make sure you've got your schedule tight and you've got people committed, because if you go to just expect somebody to stop at your booth and start a conversation, it just doesn't happen. So anyway, that's been my experience at least. Well, guys, I appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you on the next episode.
So long.
All right, take care.
Again, this podcast was sponsored by Carter Young. If you're needing help, and I know everybody does, on collecting their bad debt accounts, make sure that you get in touch with Carter Young and find out how they've developed a platform specific for the student housing industry. Again, check them out at carter-young.com.